Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. We recently attended a press conference featuring our next guest's company and their efforts to restart the hydrogen fuel cell economy in our state. Ron Seftik is president and CEO of Imagine, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Columbia. Ron, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Mike. Appreciate the opportunity to be here.
So first of all, give us a brief history and overview of your company.
Well, Imagine is a Columbia-based company. We've been in this area for a number of years now with a prior company. We have reimagined the company in its current format and have been cohabitating down at the University of South Carolina in the Innovation Labs. The focus has been the development of a unique hydrogen platform that utilizes solid-state chemistry, low power, and with the ability to be very scalable so that it's a very viable technology for everything from small business all the way up to the large users. We are now in the beginning throes of our public launching, both here in the U.S. that we did a soft launch 2 months ago here in Columbia at the refueling station, and then we're doing a European launch in Paris at the Hydrogen Trade Show at the end of January of 2025.
All right. And so, you know, this hydrogen fuel cell economy that South Carolina has, I guess, you know, was causing a lot of talk and excitement many years ago, but then nothing has really happened. Is this something totally different? Is this a new type of fuel cell technology?
Well, so yes and no. So yes, you were absolutely correct that there was a huge buzz a number of years ago when it came to fuel cells and hydrogen, and South Carolina, in particular down here in the Columbia area, they were the leaders in the country along with California, interestingly enough. And then what happened was that the Department of Energy decided to not focus and support fuel cells as much as they focused on other technologies such as solar and batteries. That resulted in everything sort of coming to a relatively quick standstill for many years. However, we continued with developing our technology in the interim. And ours is a hydrogen technology. It is used in fuel cells, but it can also be used in internal combustion engines that are being converted to run off of hydrogen. That's a huge change from where we were back in the beginning. Fuel cells are very efficient, but they're also very expensive. But because there are so many diesel engines lying around that are in use today that either will have to, by edict, be converted to a hydrogen unit or be replaced with something like a hydrogen engine or a fuel cell.
So one of the targets is the diesel market.
There's sort of two, I'll call it big verticals. You have the standby power industry where backup power that we will focus on initially. That is a market that exists today. As we perfect the technology and start introducing it into the mobility world, that includes everything from ATVs and lawn and garden equipment, tractors, all the way up through cars and potentially trucks.
All right. And so what is the best guess, your ETA then, on the arrival of your technology into actual use and actual customers?
The expectation is that Q1 of next year, we will be in production and we will be delivering to commercial customers for standby applications. We will be developing the motive part of the business, which will be a stationary refueling network similar to the one in Columbia that we hope to have in place probably by Q2 of next year, Q3. And that will start with a plan that we're doing with a partner of ours to do a drive across America with a hydrogen vehicle with one of our fueling stations in tow. The first stationary system is currently intended to be here in Columbia to repurpose the facility that the city of Columbia and the mayor have so graciously agreed to work with us on. We are working with the upstate people to co-locate a second system up there. And if all goes as planned, we'd put a third system down in Charleston. So we would have a port-to-inland port hydrogen network would be the plan.
Well, Ron, thank you so much for spending time with us today, and we look forward to more updates in the future.
Fantastic, Mike. I am available anytime.
Ronald Seftik is president and CEO of Imagine, based in Columbia, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.